In this bulletin, President of the Nationals Party calls for a woman to replace Andrew Broad when he resigns from Parliament. Restrictions on interest-only housing loans lifted. And Manchester United sacks manager Jose Mourinho. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. President of the Nationals Party says a woman should be pre-selected to replace Andrew Broad in the seat of Mallee when he leaves Parliament next year. Mr Broad has decided not to recontest his Northern Victorian safe seat following revelations the married MP travelled to Hong Kong and dined with a younger woman he met online. Nationals President Larry Anthony has told Sky News the party's current deputy leader, Bridget McKenzie, could move from the Senate to stand for the lower house seat.
Bridget McKenzie is a very capable woman. She's our deputy leader. She's a senator for Victoria. Now, that's a decision for Bridget. I haven't spoken to her about that. I know there are some other good female candidates, but ultimately it is a decision for the locals. I respect that. But I want to see more capable women in our party in the Parliament.
The nation's banking regulator says it will remove a cap on interest-only loans for residential property, saying the measure has reached its objective of curbing higher-risk lending practices. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority says it will remove the cap on the 1st of January. It says the cap has seen a marked reduction in the proportion of new interest-only lending, which is now significantly below the 30% threshold it prefers. APRA introduced the limit in March 2017 amid concerns about a housing bubble. Residential property prices in Australian major cities have since fallen the most in three decades. Surf Life Saving Australia is calling for people to be cautious when visiting beaches this summer. It comes after two men drowned and another disappeared at Moonee Beach in New South Wales. Surf Life Saving Australia says there were 52 coastal drowning deaths recorded last summer, the highest total in 14 years. Surf Life Saving Australia's Shane Dorr says even one drowning is too many.
We really need people to stop, look and plan. First thing that we want you to do is when you're going somewhere is just stop and have a look. Is there any rip currents? And most people can't identify a rip current anyway. So then we want you to have a bit of a look and just see, is there any other hazards? Is there waves rocking in? Is there any other dangers? Is there a patrolled beach nearby? And then more importantly, put in place a plan, so even before you leave home, do you know where you're going?
A United States judge has fiercely criticised President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn for lying to FBI agents investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. District Judge Emmett Sullivan delayed sentencing Flynn until he's finished helping prosecutors, but before he did that, he told the retired US Army Lieutenant General and former Director of the Defence Intelligence Agency that he had arguably sold his country out. Judge Sullivan also noted that Flynn had operated as an undeclared lobbyist for Turkey. Despite the guilty plea and criticism from the judge, the Trump administration continues to defend Flynn, with White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying he'd been entrapped by the FBI.
The FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn, and in the way that they questioned him, and in the way that they encouraged him not to have White House counsel's office present. And we know that because James Comey told us that, and he said that the very reason that they did it was because the only reason that they did it was the Trump administration, and they thought they could get away with it.
Flynn was a high-profile advisor to Donald Trump campaign team at the Republican Party's national convention in 2016 and led supporter cries of "Lock her up" directed against Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. A group of protesters gathered outside Flynn's hearing, with many chanting "Lock him up" as he departed the court. Former Manchester United star Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has emerged as a fan favourite to replace Jose Mourinho as manager of the English Premier League club. Mourinho's Europa League, EFL Cup and Community Shield successes in his first season were this year followed by the club's worst start to the season in the Premier League era. Sunday's 3-1 loss at league leader Liverpool left the club 19 points behind its rival. Tottenham's Hotspur's Mauricio Pochettino is among the names being mentioned as possible replacements, along with the former striker Solskjaer. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 29. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide and 36. In Melbourne, a shower or two, 26. In Hobart, a possible late shower and 21. In Canberra, showers developing, 29. The showers continue in Wollongong, 23 degrees. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, 25. In Brisbane, 31 degrees, fine weather. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 35. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.